Hi, this is Danny, the GM from the Lost Omens podcast, and Mina from the Grim Podcast of Perilous Adventure. The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. For more podcasts like this, visit professionalcasual.com.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. Check out teespring.com/store/professionalcasual for fresh new swag. A huge shout out to our sponsor, BeardedDragonGames.online. Pick up all your local game store goodness from Magic the Gathering, Dungeons & Dragons, Pathfinder, or WFRP 4th Edition, as well as terrain, paints, board games, comics, and more. Make sure to use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for free domestic shipping, or PCME10 for 10% off your total order at BeardedDragonGames.online. Also, a special thanks to Built Bar for sponsoring the show. To get 10% off your order and to help support the show, use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout or use the link in the show notes.
Welcome back to Go Papa 204. I'm just going to keep talking. It's going to end eventually.
Get out of here, Tim.
The show. The show will end eventually.
That's right? Four strikes.
They don't roll over between episodes.
Of course they do.
No way.
You only have four after 200 episodes?
That's five.
Are you kidding me?
I almost didn't catch that. How do you not
have 200 strikes?
Because I only just started counting last episode, like halfway through.
Fair enough.
That means I need to get...
You ever go to a community chest and it's like a bank error has been made in your favor? Like, not having strikes counted against me until episode 203 is a huge win for me.
That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah. Well,
but that just means for each strike that you get, I need one fate point to fulfill it.
From Mina, sure.
Tough but fair.
Leave me out of this.
Watch it. She's not feeling well, but she'll still jump across this table at you.
That's fair.
I'm a spider monkey.
She's all hopped up on Mountain Dew. So.
Cold medicine and Coca-Cola.
Whew. It's a deadly combination.
That's drinking lean, honestly, a little bit. So.
We had Wendy's for dinner. They don't have Mountain Dew, so.
Oh, they have Pib, though.
Why would you ever get that? That's like bad, worse Dr. Pepper.
Shut your mouth. All right, you have a warning now.
Okay, whatever.
Dr. Pepper is the king of all doctor-flavored beverages.
You don't even GM a game that I play in anymore, so.
Not with that attitude.
Did you know that Wendy's is actually a sister organization to the parent site? To the parent conglomerate that owns it?
Doesn't A&W own it?
Goes by the name of Wendell.
I should have known better.
Totally not worth it. I'm off my game. What's going on, man?
It's okay. You can be tired too.
Okay.
Or whatever.
Well, ask me about what our patrons can enjoy.
And what can patrons enjoy?
Oh, okay. So yeah, our top tier patrons. I actually don't even know if this one's gonna make it through without getting bleeped.
Oh no.
At least he warned you.
Keep it in the video.
Yeah.
All right. So Tim has graciously offered to. We know it's off to a rough start so far.
Yeah.
He's starting to market, and he's going to ship to every one of our top tier patrons something that he just cooked up. What he only described to me as worst dragon. I don't know what it means, but I suppose we'll find out.
I like it.
Yeah.
Why would that get cut?
Do you not know what bad dragon is?
Yeah, I was gonna.
Apparently not.
If Dan playing coy here, if there's anyone that knows what bad dragon is, it's Dan. But not Google it, Dan. No, don't do that. Don't hit enter.
It's not what a word thinking or anything. That's not nearly as bad as I thought it was gonna be.
No, it's just dragon dicks.
It's just a sex toy company.
Yeah. So let's talk about Bad Dragon here for a little bit.
Whoa!
So
these are neon.
They are.
They actually look incredibly well put together.
So every one of their designs has a name and a backstory. I don't know if you knew this or not, but during Raid in World of Warcraft, Richie used to read out
the Janine
backstories of some of these models.
No, is that true?
Yeah, during downtime, he'd be like, now let's talk about Thunderer, and would read.
Oh, God.
Oh, right.
That's so special.
Wait, they have playmats?
They're just like characters.
Well, yeah, they're all personalities, Dan.
Carnival playmat. Oh my god, this is hilarious.
Okay, Bad Dragon, not a sponsor.
Seems I like didn't realize what some... can of dicks I was opening up there.
That I think those are dragon tongues. This is weird.
All I had to bring to mind was I thought of the term worst dragon. I'm like, yeah, that seems like the thing that Tim would be into.
Okay, it's really funny now.
Right.
All right. Thank you so much to our patrons that can get that from Tim, including James Cliffjumper.
He tests them himself.
Briar Mage, Bicon, Wizard Skills, Leroy Otis, Tony Highhand, Cider Drinker, Dagna, and our King Ding Doppeldongers, X-Paxis, Rob, Tau, and Iron Maze. Please don't leave because of Bad Dragon, Worst Dragon Tim.
I don't know. I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but King Ding Doppeldonger is in fact one of the designs at Worst Dragon.
Can you please change your Discord name to Worst Dragon Tim now?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you thought about that at all.
We have to have a tier list at some point of all the names you've changed to.
I think I'm still Nintendog Tim.
You are.
Yeah. And I feel like it's been way too long with that name.
Well, won't be much longer now.
Right? No one is going to recognize who I am.
Six. Mm. That's like two characters worth of fate points right now.
Yeah, I'm going to burn out my next three characters.
Let's see what happens now that we're back in those tunnels. Webby heard some running water, like rushing water. Almost sounds like a river or something. Mina had discovered some kind of awful shrine room with some horned rat-headed thing, statue, a whole big hole in the ground. So what do we do now?
Okay,
I got some questions.
I'm done here, so sorry. I'll go out here. I'll try to find Webby.
Webby. Oh, there he is.
Hi, Webby.
I put a finger up and I'm like, just give me a second. I'm listening. This water that I'm hearing, does it sound like it's running faster than the sewer water was? Like, is this distinct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you hear that? It's just at the edge of my hearing, but it sounds like there's some running water up ahead.
Interesting. So, okay, yeah. So we'll be careful.
I don't know what it means. I don't think they flood this area very much. I mean, we would have seen a lot more waterlogged bodies, but I don't know what it could be. Maybe we're coming out near a waterfall or something.
Maybe there's something like that. I found a really deep hole, so maybe it's like a waterfall or something. I think there is much more than meets the eye to this area.
Yeah, you made one hole, you made them all.
That's fair.
All right, well, I'm interested to see where this water... So, when we follow this water back to the source, we gotta come out to, I don't know, wherever the yellow fangs are using this waterway for. Or maybe they're, like, near a river or something. We should at least find out.
Yeah.
We're operating in the dark here.
Well, I can see a little bit better in the dark.
Yeah, jeez, wait, you get here. My god.
No, I've always I'm usually down here. You just gotta look down.
I refuse to do that.
That's okay.
No eye contact.
Thank you, sir. That's how I like it.
Alright, well everybody just repeat everything they just said. Tim was trying to pantomime me something I was not getting. I had it up until spread and then I lost it.
Oh, I thought we could make ribs at some point.
I also said spread.
Okay. Did you bring that sledgehammer?
Today?
Yeah.
We're smashing that toilet today?
No, but I wanted you to bring it today so I could smash it tomorrow.
I've told you very clearly I'm going to smash the toilet. You can have a secondary swing.
I broke part of it today. It was fun.
Oh, my God. I
better be a lot funner with a sledgehammer.
I had some, like, dairy last night, and I really smashed that toilet today, too.
All right, so what are we doing?
Moving on.
Towards the sound of the water?
Yeah, I think so. I want to figure out what this is coming from. After you, Mina. I am right behind you.
Okay.
Wait, we can, like, pass through a sewer to get here, right? Do you think it just kind of, like, loops around?
Nah, it sounds like it's way too fast for sewer waters.
You remember?
I don't know. I've fallen into a sewer once that was very fast, and I almost drowned after I almost died.
That's true.
So, sewers can go real fast.
You would remember that once you came in that secret door from the sewer, there was an incline.
So it's downhill water?
So, like, you're higher up than you were
when
you were in the sewer before.
Okay. Oh, so maybe it's like, I guess we'll just kind of find out, right? No reason to speculate.
I mean, we do know that the yellow dart is coming in from some direction, right?
Oh, the yellow fang, find the right? Exit.
Them too. Yeah, both of them.
So Mina and Webby are, you moved the tokens going down the opposite tunnel that the water you, from the water that you can hear.
Oh, excuse me.
So we're going north.
Yeah. I got my left and up confused.
Okay.
Stubbs, we should probably catch up with the rest of the group there.
Oh, I'm already with them. Oh. I just follow along.
Stubbs, I think we should catch up to the group that's up there.
So you head north a ways, 10 yards or so. You see the sewer below you.
Okay.
And you see there's a rope bridge across this opening about 7 yards above the river.
Oh.
Or the sewer and the effluent. There seems to be like kind of a waterfall of it to your right.
Hmm.
And that's what, you know, you can hear that so much more splashing all over the place. And you, now that you're in this area, you it's surprisingly loud in here since it's all super echoey, but you do hear like a strange, like almost chittering sound from across the way, but like it's like in rhythm, almost like a chant.
Oh, well, this is very bad, right?
Probably.
Do you actually want to walk across that bridge?
I think this is the only way we're going to find that guy's dad. We just have to keep going forward, you know?
Oh, there's
at the very least, it sounds like the cultists are on the side of that side of the bridge.
Yeah, they're definitely singing a hymn or something.
There's
a
missing persons now. This case just keeps getting weirder and weirder.
Jesus. Honestly, you gotta warn me when you're gonna, I don't know, exist.
All right, GM.
I'll tug on your pant leg.
Huh?
I've got a sword.
Yes, please.
I've got a gun.
Okay.
I hear the chittering chant of little rat cultists.
Steroids.
It could be chipmunks, maybe squirrels.
Yeah, right.
Lots of things chitter.
I hear rodents chanting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming there's a cult. I am currently on drugs. Well, let's go.
Oh yeah.
He has found probable cause.
Yep.
Can I start channeling for a spell?
I will let you make one channeling test.
I need before at least we go into initiative. Four to get this off.
As Mina is getting her pistol and stuff out, you can make one channeling test. And then we're going to go into initiative.
Could I pick up a rock?
I'd like to sigh loudly.
Thank you.
Like, no.
What'd you roll?
77.
A fumbled channel.
Why does it keep just happening like this?
It's great. Wait, let me open up Winds of Magic before.
Sure.
I get too excited. Let's see, new and revised spellcasting rules. Yeah, so it's not a casting attempt because you're channeling.
Right.
It is a little bit different.
I was using some eyeballs, by the way, for my channel.
Oh, good.
In case that affects anything.
Oh, if you've run out of them, we actually recently got some more eyeballs that, you know, you could resupply with.
That's the thing is, honestly, some of them are so old that, like, they kind of all just kind of run together. It's like a bunch of egg whites. Wow.
Well, I didn't help myself back there, but you can, I mean, you were his friend. I feel like it's appropriate.
I'm not going to use Bruno's eyes. Oof.
What, really? Fumbling on a channel test results in a miscast.
Yeah?
Roll D100.
Oh.
Ooh.
Manny, you ever think you just want to take this band, just be the two of us? Just take this on the road as a dual act?
35?
96? That's crazy. 35?
Yeah.
This one again. Wayward Garb, your clothes seem to ride with a mind of their own.
No, stop!
Bruno's coat starts to strangle you. You get entangled.
Why am I always surrounded by death?
You suffer an entangled condition.
I'm just having a fit on the floor trying to fight this coat off.
That's amazing.
Stop choking me.
And we're going into initiative. Stubbs, what's your initiative?
Oh, wow. For right now, it's going to be 48.
Why is it right now?
I don't know.
You get to go first.
I haven't put any ranks into it yet.
You're normal.
You're normal.
Wait, that's impossible. How do you? You can't have. Wait.
He's a halfling, not a human.
Bonus?
I think they're 30 plus 2d10 to start.
They are.
Good lord.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, you're one higher than me. Way to make this into a black powder thing.
Gotta be good at something. and it's getting out of fights.
All right, so what does Stubbs do? Mina started to move across the bridge. I'm going to put Mina on the other side.
I'm ready to rumble.
Lucky is now in Bruno's coat is like attacking. It's not attacking you, but it's like wrapping you all up.
Definitely is.
Webby just heavily sighed for 6 seconds.
That's correct. I used all 6 of them too.
I'm going to try to do a reception check and gain some advantage.
Whoa, what kind of check are you going to make?
Perception? Smell.
Oh.
No, taste.
What are you going to lick the wall?
It's like Bruno's still here with us.
What?
No, because I get bonuses on my perception checks because I'm a halfling.
Because you have acute sense taste? You also have acute sense smell?
No.
I don't. I thought you said you had both.
Oh.
Yeah, I also thought you
people
said
people lie.
Make it so difficult.
That's a great thing for an investigator to know, though. He told me
a little bit about this character before we recorded here. I thought one of the things was he had acute sense, taste, and smell. But what? So how could you use acute? How could you use perception with taste here?
I don't know.
Especially
you tell me. You're the GM.
You're a character.
As an investigator, just going around licking the floor instead of using a magnifying glass.
Right. Is this what we're going to have to deal with for the next however many episodes? Yeah. You're just going to lick everything?
Until you kill me again.
Okay. Challenge accepted.
He's got some other great characters.
He's a hammer. Right. He's got a toughness bonus of 2.
It's a little
done. Oh, my God. And I'm small.
The floor constantly.
Yeah.
Dude, I am absolutely effed.
Yeah. Well, how many wounds you got? 12?
Oh, don't say 12 like it's a bad thing.
More? What do you have?
I only 10? Have 13.
You have less than 10?
I'm small.
You don't count your strength bonus.
I don't count my strength bonus, which is 2 anyways. So that's good. No, I ride small and I don't get strength bonus. So I've got 8.
That's 8 awesome.
Hit points.
What
wounds? 8 wounds.
What?
There's no way to even stick a needle. I don't know how I'm going to heal that.
What's your
toughness? I'm a halfling.
Bonus?
3? 2.
Your toughness bonus is 2?
What do you want from a halfling?
Well, I hope you rolled a lot of fate points, because...
He literally sat there. We were recording it, too, by the way, so you'll be able to see that on the Patreon. He's like, fate points, what are those for?
Like, how lucky started, like, I'm just going to put them all in resilience.
Well, I've...
Which is not a bad...
Like, I was going to mutate, and I have twice, so...
Just wait until people hear Shaper on Valley of the Doomed and how he made his character.
It's very good.
Cedric.
All right. If I could go across that rope bridge as well. No, you know what? I'm going to wait until everybody else goes across because I'm not going across.
Yeah, I'm
going
to be fighting this cult for a minute. So
so how?
Can I use intuition at this point or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that a lot better than perception with taste.
Licking the walls.
Okay, like lucky. It passes easily.
Is this new character just gonna roll good and do things that are like useful?
So he did tell me he wanted to play pretty opposite of Bruno and be competent.
I mean, he's showing it.
All right.
Granted, while licking a wall, but like, good on him.
So okay, so you.
I weigh the environment to see how it could affect me and affect my allies.
So you realize here that this rope bridge looks like it should be single file.
All right.
In terms of like, if you need an escape, that could make it difficult. Or there's always a jump down.
Into the water. But.
7 yards? You're crazy.
With my intuition.
Water, though. So it'd only be a gentle maiming.
I feel like you would get wet.
Yeah.
Went that route.
He's so intuitive.
He really is.
Lucky.
Even more so than me.
You're second now.
Fighting the hell out of this coat.
You're entangled.
Yeah, what do I do?
You're wrapped in Bruno's burnt and blowed up coat, restricting your movement. Let's see, on your turn, you may not move, and all your actions involving movement of any kind suffer a penalty of minus 10.
How many entangled
conditions do I have? Including grappling. For your action, you can remove an entangling condition if you win an opposed strength test against the source of the entanglement.
Oh, I'm not going to be able to fight off this coat.
Jerry, it looks like you've been ghosted.
I love the toothpick.
Seriously, you have to get the video to see this. It's great.
That's not even just wrassle-frassing around on the floor while rolling around with this thing. I'll try to fight it off. 55, that's probably a crit unless I failed, which I did. Oh, what'd the cult roll?
A crit. With two success
levels. Of course it did.
I rolled a 22.
Please have the coat pull him off into the water.
So the coat has a strength of D10 times 5.
What?
I rolled a 9.
Oh my.
Has a strength of 45, so you're still entangled. Mina.
Oh my god.
Or wait, well yeah, they don't.
Grix, help me! Stubbs, can you? So this thing's like coming at me real hard right now. Strange
cloak, but it's just grabbing you.
Right.
Who made
this? Oh yeah, Mina's on the drugs.
I'm on the drugs.
So you see one figure from where you're standing right now.
Does the figure see me?
No, it's facing the other way, and you see, like, it's taking part in this chanting.
I kind of want to shoot it, but I feel like if we could get, like, an element of surprise, that would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of want to, like, sneak up and stab it in the back. Hmm.
Sneak up?
Yes.
That's... interesting tactic for Mina. Okay.
I know. This is the drugs, man. They make me smarter.
Okay, so give me a stealth test.
Okay.
I will oppose it with this person's perception.
I got one success level.
Okay. So I'm going to count them as surprised. So give yourself, this will be an average test for you.
Okay. And now I can attack?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I cannot oppose because I'm surprised.
And I'm sorry, what kind of test did you say?
Average.
A 49?
So stab it in the leg.
4 success levels.
Nice. So yes. That'll be 12 damage.
Yes.
To the leg. And as you get closer, you definitely this looks just like those things you fought in the Barren Hills. Some kind of rat-headed beastman. It's holding a shield. Like, it has a shield strapped on its arm. And it had a sword, like, sheathed. And you just went up and you stabbed it in the leg.
Ah, what's that thing in the middle? I see 4 of these rat creatures, and then I see something in the middle.
Oh, yeah. Once I finish my math, I'll describe that.
I zoomed in a lot. It looks like it's like got like blinders on, like a horse would have, but it looks like a rat with like fangy fangs.
Remember that time you just ended up killing a whole bunch of like Skaven while I fought a coat for 4 hours?
So, yeah, you see 5 other Skaven in this room. 3 of them look like what you've seen before, just kind of whatever Skaven you would kind of assume they're lower class. One of them looks a bit more heavily armored and armed. Okay. And the one in the middle you've never seen before, it looks a lot like that statue. It's a Skaven with horns like a beastman. And it's standing over a big granite block in the middle of the room. It's not on the map, but there's a big granite block. And you see this old man, there's like a ring in the top, and he's got his hands bound and tied to it. And he's laying there naked. And the Skaven with the horns is standing there with a book. It has a book open, and it's like chanting, reading from the book. And it has this big, nasty looking ritual dagger. Okay. It's holding up, and as you stab that Skaven, it cries out, and the rest all look at you.
Okay.
And it's Webby's turn.
All right. Well, not knowing what's going over there, I think it is my doctor's duty to run across this bridge. But because there was chanting going on, it implies a group. And a group means I might not fail a throw bomb check.
Throw that bomb, baby.
So we're going to take a bomb out and cross this bridge. And how far can I go?
So on a move, you can move 8 spaces. So you're moving 1 at a time anyway, so.
Okay, so I get like air-ish?
Yes.
Oh boy. Oh, Mina, you made a lot of friends.
It's okay though, because I surprised them. Surprise! It's like a party.
I don't think that I have enough action to throw a bomb at this point. Even if I did, they're not really a group, right?
Not really, and you can't throw it that... The range is only your strength bonus anyway.
Yeah, that ain't gonna work.
Okay,
that
ain't gonna work.
I'm gonna have to consolidate.
Yeah, so just wait until next turn. They will all gang up on me, and then that makes it much easier for you to throw it at the group.
Oh my god.
Okay, I'm going to... Mina, funnel them over here.
Okay.
Get them through the pass. Their numbers will count for nothing. Get that reference?
Is that the 300 reference?
Maybe.
Then we'll fight coats in the shade.
That's correct. What can I do at this moment? Is there anything I can do? Not really. I'll encourage Mina.
Alrighty.
With weird bravado.
That's Lucky's specialty.
That's a leadership check. I'm gonna give her a thumbs up that she can't see but will feel.
I will allow that to count as assessing the situation. So make a leadership test. If you pass it, you gain an advantage.
Oh, I meant as like a moral thing, like a moralize, the opposite of demoralize, the plus 10 to psychology tests thing.
Oh, true, true. That is part of it. Yeah.
Fail.
Okay, well, maybe she just didn't hear you over the wail of the Skaven being stabbed in the leg and screaming.
Because he's such a baby.
Good one.
All right, so that's the end of the first round here. Top of the next, the well-armed Skaven calls out something. You're not really sure what. It's just like... And then it charges over at Mina.
Okay. Hello.
You got this, girl.
A little too close to actually charge, but it tries to stab at you with a sword.
I would like to melee parry this, please. Boop. 3 success levels.
All right, you are able to parry it because I rolled a 97.
Wow.
And it's like, ah! Die man thing!
Well, excuse me. I'm a woman, and this is International Women's Day, so...
It's true. Time of recording. Stubbs!
Well... The one has a book, right?
Oh, you don't know that, but you hear yelling and stuff now.
Ah, nuts. And I don't know about the naked man.
No.
Because I was going to say this is one erotic book club.
We got to get like a, yeah!
All right.
This gets 5 chilies on the spicy scale.
Wait, I rate my professor?
No.
Jeez, I have 0 combat skills and
great.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Come on.
This is gonna be great.
Stop stepping on my toes.
We already have that character build.
And his name was Bruno.
Once I took his gun away. When he had the blunderbuss, he was awesome.
And for whatever reason he could roll with that whip, but
can I see? I can't see. I have night vision, so I can see 20 feet.
Oh, yeah, you can farther. See the dark just fine.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I forgot all halflings get that.
So I can see the Iraq book club.
No, well, it's around a corner. Like, you don't have line of sight to it.
Oh, geez.
No, he is around the
Maybe
corner.
Maybe he can vision. Pace him around the corner.
I don't want to get stuck on the other side of this bridge. So I'm going to stay on this side of the bridge.
God. Amazing. He's all alone.
Yeah. What do you want me to do?
I'm giving such a hard thumbs up.
I'm going to do my intuition check again because I can build up leadership until my intelligence bonus with that.
You can build up advantage?
Yeah. So I'm just going to be advantage building.
Okay. Do you have leadership too?
Oh my God, I did so well.
Did you actually?
Yes.
I'm going to
under a 30 on anything that I've seen him roll tonight.
I'm going to create a character opposite Bruno. So you get a good character now.
Yeah.
That's not good at combat.
Well, we'll see what they're good at eventually, maybe.
Building advantage.
Okay, true. Do you have advances in leadership? Is he actually good at leadership?
Good at leadership, yes. Advances, not yet.
It's a basic skill, though.
What's his leadership?
Wouldn't you like to know?
That's why I'm asking.
Maybe you should investigate it.
Oh.
Lucky.
Wouldn't you like to gnome?
One for JB.
He can have the rest of mine too.
Nope.
That all works. But so I've been struggling against this coat, right?
Yeah, you have.
I've been in this exact situation before where I'm in a sewer and my clothes are trying to strangle me to death. So we're gonna, you know what? We struggled last time and it didn't work until other people came and helped. So if you've ever been stuck in one of those finger traps.
I should help you.
You just have to relax. Yeah, that would have been great. Actually, that would have been stupendous. So I am going to...
He's just sitting there with this Toothpicks in his mouth right. watching
putting more
you.
Toothpicks in his mouth instead of helping me while this cult's attacking. But I'm going to try to, I'm going to make a strength check again to try to overcome it, but I'm going to do it like very calm. I'm going to like try to relax my muscles okay. and then like slither out of it.
Try to Houdini it?
Yes. So, and by Houdini, obviously, I mean eventually drown to death while doing a magic trick. Mm. 30.
Oh, you got it.
How many success levels is that?
None.
I had two.
I had one, actually. Just one.
Actually rolled one lower than last time.
I rolled one lower than my strength.
Still stuck. The best part is, this doesn't really hurt you right now. It's bad for Mina.
There's nothing I could have done to prevent this from happening outside of just...
I mean, if something's bad for Mina, it will very, very quickly become bad for the rest of us.
Very true.
I would like to help. Or I would like help. Either one would be fine.
Either one.
I could help you.
You can?
I could throw a rock.
I don't think that's gonna help.
Carl's bad.
It's just gonna make the jacket matter.
I'll throw a rock at Mina.
So as someone that's done that before, a whole bunch of times.
Please don't.
Please just make sure.
I was gonna throw a rock into the group of enemies, but I couldn't see them. So that was cool.
All right.
I mean, number is your friend. Odds are in your favor there.
Mina and Webby in the room across the bridge. You see I'm just going to call it by its name. You don't know what it's called, but I'm sure players, a lot of listeners know this is a gray seer.
Ooh.
And it like looks at you two and its cadence changes in what it's saying, but it's still talking in Queekish, the Skaven language. And it says something and then it's like, bah! It seems like it gets mad. And then you see it like take something out of its pocket and go on its nose.
I need some of that.
Don't do rat drugs, Mina.
When we get home.
And
I still have standards.
I forgot they were outnumbering you last time. The Skaven you stabbed in the leg draws its sword and tries to stab at you.
Okay.
It is now outnumbering you.
Melee parry. 3 success levels.
I think that gives you 3 advantage now because I rolled a 99.
Yo, could that cult roll a 99, please?
Mm.
Crit fail.
Yes.
Roll it.
I'm trying to.
Just roll it.
I'm trying to see if I can do it on Foundry. I have to unlock the thing. Roll it. All right, I got it. Melee weapon jars badly. Weapon takes a damage. Next round, you'll act last, regardless of initiative order, talents, or special rules as they recover. So remember that. Another one of the Skaven in the back of the room rushes up and also tries to attack Mina. Now they're numbering you 3-1. So this becomes an easy test.
Time for an 11.
Okay. 6 success levels.
Even with easy, I had 2. Nice. Are you maxed out on advantage now?
No.
The last one in the room rushes over and tries to stab Webby.
Oh, excuse me.
Yep.
That's a little close.
We are going to give it one advantage because it's certainly far enough away to charge. And it tries to stab at the...
Is the JB's next new character?
I guess I'll try to charm him. Hey, you want to see a coat strangle a guy to death? Point behind me. Yeah, that's 6 success levels.
I had -1. They're all rolling like trash.
Oh, sweet. I kill him then.
Yeah, right? Saving all the good rolls for the cult, huh?
You gain an advantage, and all my guys have no advantage except for the... No, none of them have advantage because Mina stopped everything.
You charm the pants off of him, and then the pants start fighting him. Inspired by the cult.
It's contagious.
Now, Mina's turn. No, yes, Mina's turn.
Are you sure? Wasn't it Lucky's turn?
No, it was Lucky's turn. He failed the strength test again. The basic Skaven have initiative 40.
Okay. So these creatures, they're medium-sized creatures, but they're always hunkered down, right? So I know that these 3 are in like combat with me. Can I just shoot over them at that one in the middle so that he can't stab the old man? Because if he kills that old dude, I'm going to be so pissed.
So you do have a pistol.
I do.
So like,
and I did say many times that I have my pistol and my sword out.
Specifically, yes. So it has the pistol quality, right? So you can use it in melee. Usually to shoot the person you're in melee with.
Right.
Is typically the idea. Okay. I don't.
If you will not let me, I understand.
No, I just want to double check how the pistol quality is worded. to see, like, I don't think there's really anything that say you wouldn't be able to do that. It just says you can use this weapon to attack in close combat. So I'm going to say, yeah, you can just, obviously as your action, you can try to shoot the other Skaven with the knife and stuff and the book over the head of the other one.
Okay.
You have 4 advantage.
I do.
Ugh.
I would still pass with a 4 advantage.
But
I rolled a 94.
So close to a auto fail. But that does trigger dangerous.
What's dangerous?
For black powder. Oh, wait, no, pistols aren't dangerous, are they?
No, they're not.
Because I remember JB being real mad when he learned that.
Yep.
Oh, they're not dangerous.
Yes.
That's dumb and I hate it.
Yeah, it's just a gun. Nothing to worry about.
It's not like a bomb in your pocket.
Is that a bomb in your pocket or did Bruno die? I need to workshop that one a bit more.
Get out!
Okay, so it is a pass?
Yes.
What'd you roll? 94?
94, yeah.
So that's going to be the 4 for danger or what is it? Damaging?
Yes.
Right?
Right, because I can take that instead of...
I'm assuming you got like
it would be 1 or 0. 1 success level. I was
okay.
My skills is 64. I had 4 success levels, so 104.
So again, you do 12 damage, just like you did last time.
Yep. And really, it should have been, last time it should have been 1 more because I kept forgetting about my drugs. But this one, I'm not because it doesn't affect
ballistic
skill.
The stab, you would have had 1 more success level?
Correct.
Okay, because I did factor that into the damage from your weapon and strength bonus.
Okay, good.
So I'll give that one more damage. Wow, okay, so where did you hit this thing?
94 would be the body.
Of course.
It couldn't dodge or anything?
No, because I'm shooting at it.
It doesn't have a shield, so I can't do any kind of...
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, she shot at it. That's
pretty cool.
If she were to try to shoot one of the ones in melee, then they can. Like, try to deflect it, like, knock the gun out of the way at the last second. But, you take it in the shoulder, and it like, spins half around a bit. And it's like, it just growls at you.
Can I yell behind me, like, to Lucky and Stobbs, hey, the old man is in here.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Mina, this cow's getting the best of me right now, but I'll be able to flip it around.
I found the man's dad.
The best part is that Mina has no idea what is happening with Lucky because she ran away and then the coat started attacking.
Yeah.
Him. Yeah, if you thought you were on drugs before, wait till you see Lucky finding a coat trying to fight him.
Right. Lucky and I definitely have this all wrapped up.
You're really kind of custom tailored to the situation, aren't you?
Yeah, that earns a toothpick.
All right. I love this guy.
That's a toothpick.
That's incredible.
That's a toothpick. And then, all right, it is now Webby's turn.
Oh, geez, really already? Mina, how attached are you to those advantage that you've got?
Me?
Oh, yeah, you're at max now.
I am at max advantage.
Right, so you kind of can't get any better from here, right? So if you lost it all, you need to kind of have something to work for.
Yeah.
Here's the way I'm thinking about it. It's only a matter of time until one of them gets a lucky hit on her, and then they're going to swarm her. I think it is actually advantageous to commit to blowing us all up and trusting that I can put us all back together. And I will choose not to do so with the Skaven. Easy.
Oh, not put them back together. Okay. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I can take them apart. Well, I won't put them back together like that.
Yeah, exploding has worked out really well for us incredibly recently.
Well, I'm not going to fall asleep on a bomb, you know.
Bruno didn't fall asleep. He was trying. Well, he was trying to kick that guy.
All right, I'm tossing it into the crowd of people that is around Mina. Yep, throwing a bomb.
Wouldn't you much rather this be a rock in your back than a bomb?
I don't know. You messed me up with those bottles of worms.
Right?
That messed me up.
I got lanky arms. You'd be surprised at the leverage. It's like a trebuchet right here.
So what kind of check do I do?
Your ranged engineering.
Yeah, but like what pluses do I get for throwing it into this crowd?
+4.
It's a crowd of 4, so it's average plus 20.
+20? Okay. And I got an advantage, so I actually have decent odds.
It is blast 5, though. So where are you targeting?
back row so that I don't get hit with it, ideally.
Yeah, you would be, well...
Can I just say, I love since that first fight where we're just like, oh, there's a bunch of them. Who cares? What are the odds you're going to hit your friends?
All right.
Is now just kind of a standard way that we play.
You know, all of them at the same time. You don't got to think about it.
That's right. Yeah.
I would say if you aim just behind that back line, you'll hit everybody in this room except for yourself.
Oh, that's fine.
If you succeed.
I guess it would also hit the old man. But...
Oh, true.
How tough does he look?
He looks like an elderly gentleman
who's naked,
tied to a granite block with no clothes on.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
And he looks kind of beat up, like he's got bruises on him.
Oh man,
he probably has fate points. It's fine.
He's got NPCs just as many as Dumpling,
right? Yeah.
All right, fine. We go with the incendiary instead. Then time for fire.
So just set him on fire instead.
I'm not gonna set all. Yeah,
blaze conditions has never killed anyone before.
Too soon. Too soon.
So I'm not going to set all of them on fire.
Well, it's still blast four. It'll still hit everybody but you.
That's fine. It's either this or getting overrun with Skaven. Let's roll the dice.
Oh, wait. Before you roll, just remember the range increment for bombs is your strength bonus, which I'm going to assume is three.
It's a three.
So you can throw it 3 yards. If you want to throw it more than that, you start to take a penalty.
Right.
So 3 yards would be like that space.
Would be directly on Mina.
Like the Skaven to her right would be like.
Oh, yards. I got them mixed up. They have similar faces.
I do think I got to go for it.
Does anybody have the combat modifier chart there? Like, what's the
combat difficulty?
Right there.
Yeah.
What do you need?
That's for people to get in combat.
Like, throw, like shooting beyond the. Range
probably would average out the average
long range double it's weapon just range difficult.
Yeah
is 10 negative
yeah.
10
shooting a long range yeah so just minus 10 to this. Is it the incendiary or the bomb? This is really important.
I think a bomb will kill the guy outright.
I feel like an incendiary probably would too, maybe. Yeah. Not immediately, but he has no way to put the fire out.
That's a good point.
Yeah probably just do both, right?
Throwing a bomb. Let's just throw a bomb.
All right, so we're saying we're between the Gray Seer and the Skaven.
That sounds like a good spot.
All right, huck it.
Nope. Sidearm that one. This is what happens when you keep rolling 80s. I got these fortune points I just got.
I was just going to say, you got fortune back.
Yeah,
let's just run it. Hey. Oh. That's a crit. 33, baby.
Oh, God.
How many success levels is that? Like two?
Well, that's my exact ranged engineering skill. So I guess I like get a times 10 multiplier for hitting it exactly, right?
If that's exactly your ranged engineering, I believe that's a fumble then.
No.
Minus 10?
I don't
10?
Think so.
Is that with the minus 10?
Well, you gave him average, so it's
I
plus.
I have an advantage, so and also you gave me an level. Average test.
It is an average test, so it ends
so
up...
So suck on that, GM.
Do you know what's so much more dangerous than Bruno's drive skill? Is bombs.
Yeah.
And the only Webby's skill is lower.
An accidental bomb is an intentional one.
Yeah. So, okay. So effectively ends up being just plus 20 to your ranged engineering here. You rolled a 33. What's your ranged engineering plus 20?
53.
Okay. That's what I thought. So two success levels.
Well, one, right? Because you made it difficult because of the thing. So it'd be
but then he also had an advantage.
Minus. Oh, yeah, gotcha.
That cancels yeah. out.
Okay.
Because okay. I asked that guy if he wanted to see a guy lose a fight to a coat. He's like, oh, hell yeah, man.
The good thing is I'll be here all night.
That's
oh,
what you
my
think.
God. This is insane. So you deal 14 damage to everything in the blast.
Oh, my goodness.
Of 5 yards.
So nice. I cannot, like, dodge this or anything. Okay.
And it also has...
I do say heads up. When I throw it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
On a successful hit, add the result of the unit's die of the attack roll to any damage. So it's actually 17 damage.
Okay. Yeah, only a 3.
But he rolled a 34, so that's a 43. So it hits you in the right arm again.
Okay.
Which I think is the same.
I rolled a 33.
Yeah.
Why did I think 34? Yeah, 33. So still the right arm.
Nope. Yeah.
But that's a crit on everybody in the blast.
Oh my goodness.
Like, I don't see why it wouldn't be, because blast is all characters within range yards of the struck target point tanks take success level plus weapon damage and suffer any conditions the weapon inflicts. This is a bunch of crits. For funsies, let's do it to Mina first.
You don't want to save the best for last?
The old man.
17 damage? Yeah, he dead. Okay, so first off, this just made this encounter way easier overall.
Yeah.
The encounter about trying to keep the old man alive or a different encounter?
Well, just...
I don't remember.
In terms of character,
I don't remember having that goal.
So the Gray Seer's dead. It had 11
wounds.
Don't
see that
left
on my short-term motivation. Nope, sure I don't.
Only soaks 3. So he takes 14. He's dead. I didn't have a chance to catch... He failed the one casting attempt he tried to do. The one that Mina did damage to is definitely dead. Only had 3 left anyway. So that one's down. The other one that charged into her is soaking.
I really feel like 5. The fact that Mina's surrounded by these guys should deaden the blast somewhat.
Dead. The storm vermin is soaking 4, so he only takes 4. 13. It's exactly how many wounds he had. Dead. You just killed every Skaven in the room.
Got him.
Roll a d100 to see where Mina gets hit with this crit.
Gladly. What am I going to get to stitch together?
I thought this was going to be
Mina,
like,
don't take this the wrong way. I'm really hoping for some neck meat.
Oh.
Now remember, you said you would fix me, so I'm not paying for this.
We'll talk.
I definitely, like, I thought this was going to be like a 3-episode combat.
Oh, right in the body.
Not even 2 whole rounds.
Yeah.
76, please.
You just got sheathed at barbacoa bombed.
All right, so roll another D100 to see what happens to the body of Mina.
Wait, I have to?
Yeah, you're the one doing it. It's your bomb.
Yeah, that's true. Jeez, I shouldn't have put all that poison in there.
This crit's not... This crit doesn't 26. Take your below 0, so you don't add anything. 26, yeah. Meaning you suffer 1 automatic damage.
Okay.
Before the 17.
Sure.
It's a low blow. Make a hard minus 20 endurance test.
Do I get to add my stuff to this?
No.
Hard endurance test.
I hit her in the breadbasket.
I rolled a 9.
Okay, so you would have gained 3 stunned conditions, which doesn't matter that much now.
Not bad.
Where are you at after 17?
Oh, it matters. I want her to be aware of this whole situation.
Okay, so I soak 4 for toughness. I soak 13. 4 for armor.
So
plus the 9 one that's all over.
From the magic shield.
Yes.
So 8.
So 8.
Wow. So you're like kind of fine.
Yeah.
You at full?
I was at full.
And you should be okay.
Wow, so you blow up every Skaven in the room and Mina's like, ow.
How? So if I took 8, that would put me at 8 plus the automatic, so I'm at 7.
Oh right. And
then I do have the 3 temporary wounds from my drugs.
Oh yeah.
How much of that like flame came back at us, like Lucky and I?
So like it doesn't even like damage Webby, but obviously you hear it and you feel it because that Webby probably gets staggered back a step or two as the concussive force blasts out. Oh, that
I absolutely
tunnel.
Get taken off my feet.
Right. And it was an incendiary bomb, you said?
No, it was a bomb. Oh, incendiary is just fire, like a frag grenade here.
Oh, so I guess he didn't burn that bridge.
I love it much. So, Mina, what happens to you for this low blow? I mean, you didn't suffer the stunned from it, but...
So I imagine because, the point that Webby was trying to make, I'm surrounded by all these Skaven, but they are a little, like, haunched, menacing creatures. So I imagine the blast kind of, like, blasted these heavily armored Skaven at me and like oof right to my lower abdomen belly, and that kind of like staggered me back, and then I like hit my back on the wall, so it kind of like knocked all of my air out. Now I have a tummy ache.
I think it's better you than me, because with me that would have been a headshot.
That's true.
Hey, it's weird. Every time you roll those dice, you just ignore all the body rolls.
Wow, okay, so we're out of initiative. Lucky.
Are we? No, I'm still entangled.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Lucky, make a strength test.
Okay.
Lucky, I have the solution to combat encounters on my person. Do you want some help?
Griggs, help me! Nice.
I've got a couple bombs left. I can fix this problem.
So, negative 3 success levels.
That's okay. I can come over and help you.
Oh, can you?
Well, before I rolled a 96 and a negative 5 success levels.
So
you are not entangled anymore, and the coat goes limp.
I take that coat off, and I whip it at the ground, and I just get real mad about it, and then I pick it back up, and I fold it and dust it off.
Hey, Jerry.
What?
I don't think that jacket suits you.
Shut up! That just trying to strangle me. What were you doing?
I was trying to figure out what made that coat jump like that. I didn't see anybody over there with you.
It's double stitched. Bruno was a very large man. It's very difficult to break those bonds.
Could have been a ghost or there's, you know, seems like there could be magic in the air.
Yeah, there was magic involved.
Oh.
I'm also a doctor of wizards.
Just as I suspected.
Well, you're very astute. I don't think you've ever said anything incorrect while putting a toothpick back in your mouth, so.
It's when they come out that you gotta worry.
Hey, Lucky.
What?
There's a, a weird book up here that you might like.
Oh,
Maybe not. This rat man was, like, reading from it, and he had this cool dagger. They were going to kill the old man before Webby killed the old man.
With the book?
No, Webby killed the old man with a bomb.
Oh.
They were going to kill the old man with the dagger. You know, they were like...
Yeah, Webby doesn't like to be outclassed, that's for sure. That makes sense.
Jesus.
Oh,
that had a kick to it I wasn't expecting. So Webby, like... His legs got blasted over his head, and so his, like, ass is in the air, and he's, like, doing a full trapeze, like, thing unintentionally, and his lab coat is over his entire face, like, his entire head. So he's, like, kind of coming to, scrabbling to. You're like, oh, jeez.
Do you know what the whole thing is? Do you know why I was channeling the Winds of Magic?
What were you trying to cast?
Flight, because I was scared of the bridge.
That's very funny.
You know what I tried to do with my Grace Ear?
What's that?
I tried a channeling test.
Mm-hmm.
Failed it. Didn't fumble, but failed it.
Flight.
I was going to try to get some success levels to cast Curse of the Horned Rat on Mina.
Oh, what does that do?
She would have been really mad. So this is a Skaven Arcane spell from the Horned Rat Companion. It's a casting value of 19.
Oof.
So I was hoping the rest would be able to hold you guys off for a couple rounds as he gained a bunch of power.
So very legitimately, I think that's a very cool fight mechanic of having a sorcerer or something like that in the back slowly charging something up as everything else is going on to try to interrupt him. I think that's dope. Like
until
that.
Mina shoots him every time. So once I do this, the target must take, and it's an AoE, so I could hit a couple of you with this at once. You take a challenging endurance test or be turned into a Skaven.
Wow.
Like forever?
Not forever.
Oh,
it's actually not forever.
But you wouldn't know that at first. You just turn into a Skaven.
For how long?
Maybe I'll get another chance to do it. I'm not going to tell you.
Can I heal Mina before we forget?
Can I take that spell?
No. Not even with Witch.
Wait, really? Not even with Witch? Oh.
So
9 wounds. You're fine.
Just back to full.
Perfect.
Jeez.
All I did was extract, like, a Skaven pauldron from your midsection.
Whew, that feels a lot better.
Stubbs, do you make your way over, too?
Yeah, I walk over there, and I look around at the carnage, and I'm like...
Yeah, carnage.
Guys, I think you really blew this thing out of proportion.
I thought you were going to say we blew the case wide open.
Oh, that's good.
I don't feel like you know anything about proportions.
I love this guy so much.
I am going to tie Bruno's coat around my waist because that way if this happens again, it won't strangle me, but it'll just kind of feel like a hug. and then I'll cross the bridge and take a look at that dagger and the what I'm assuming is a grimoire.
Yeah. So speaking of carnage, this room, like, with Bruno blowing up, nothing compared to what's in this room right now. There are Skaven and people parts all over the place. There's so much blood and gore covering every surface. Like, the old man on the granite block is still mostly there, but very dead.
Is there an outline of him against the wall?
Unfortunately, we didn't get here. Unfortunately, we didn't get here in time. He was dead by the time we got here.
Oh man, that stinks. He definitely looks not well.
So
yeah, they did all sorts of stuff to him. You see those marks that were totally done by Skaven tools?
Oh, they must have been like trying to brand him or something.
Yeah, they just kept missing.
As you're looking around the stuff, you see the magic book is kind of blown apart. Like, it's still a book. A bunch of the pages have been burned and scorched, and some of are just, obviously it's in bad shape, but it is a grimoire.
All right.
Of spells that looks kind of familiar to you.
Wait, you've seen
some of these spells written down before.
Some of them? Does this look like the same book that got confiscated from me?
Not the same book.
Okay.
Very similar.
Second edition.
Interesting.
What do you have for lore? Lore dark magic.
All right, testing out an 86 here.
Best number.
Five success levels.
It's a grimoire of necromancy spells.
Oh.
Like you found with Lady Marguerite's.
Yeah.
You had one of these taken away from you before.
And now I have part of another one.
Mm-hmm. You can flip through it and you see there's quite a few spells in here.
What spells?
Bunch of stuff like Raise Dead.
Raise Dead is in here? Wait, really?
So effectively,
I'm going back to that room Bruno's in.
So it effectively has the four necromancy spells from the core book. Raise Dead, Reanimate, a Screaming Skull, and Van Hell's Call.
I have not had access to these before.
Just so you know, Raise Dead has a casting number of 16 out of a grimoire because it's doubled.
Yeah, well, I fail channeling cast on my first try, so...
So do you look around in here anymore, or do you stop once you take a look at this book?
Oh, my God. I'm pretty infatuated with the book, but...
You said you took that dagger, too.
Yeah.
It's like...
Magic?
It's like almost like a lightning bolt shape.
Oh.
Like one of those
weird kind of like sacrificial their horns you're describing?
Dagger.
Yeah.
And like the pommel of it, the end has that upside down triangle, that like overlaps look.
Is it magic?
The dagger?
Yeah.
No.
Greg, is this magic?
You do, or make a channeling test for that.
This traditionally hasn't worked out for me well recently.
True.
Did you say that you had a necromancy grimoire? Did you like say that out loud?
Oh, God, no. 33.
That's smart.
Channeling? That sounds like a pass.
Yeah, that'll be a crit success.
Okay. With a crit success, you see Dark Dar. The Wind of Dark Magic.
Yeah, I see it all the time.
Emanating from a ring on the Grey Seer's finger. And with a crit, you can tell that it's a ring that like has a particular spell bound into it twice.
Oh.
So you could use the ring to cast the spell Reanimate. And you know that if you do it, it just goes off with six success levels.
Why did I even make this new character?
Okay, I'm going to put that ring right on.
If you don't have the video, you got to see Tim's face here.
That recharges every day?
I did not say that. Good try, though.
Hey, Lucky, excuse me, but you were losing to a coach.
No, shut up.
This loot belongs to me.
Do you have any idea what this does?
No, you've just been staring for 5 minutes.
Yeah, probably.
I'll put the text of it in.
You've also wet yourself.
Yeah, probably also. All right. So like, can you just really briefly, what's the difference between Raise Dead and Reanimate? I assume one makes six skeletons for your army and the other one like actually brings people back to life.
Reanimate, it raises dead bodies as zombies or skeletons if they're skeletons. Within range, they start with a prone condition. They're entirely under your control and can perform simple orders as you command. I assume that you've read the necromancy grimoire you had before.
Oh yeah,
because you had it from Vickendorf all the way to Mindenheim.
There was nothing to do on that boat. Certainly not enough to do an endeavor.
So if you die or gain the unconscious condition, the spell comes to an end, and the reanimated corpses fall dead again. For each 2 success level you score, you may reanimate an extra willpower plus success level skeletons or zombies. Duration is until sunrise. Okay. So it's only one night.
For Raise Dead.
For Reanimate.
Oh.
Raise Dead, duration is until sunrise.
Wait, so what's the difference?
Raise Dead only works on skeletons? Oh, yeah. Success level plus one skeletons will claw upwards into the affected area. So Raise Dead, you don't have to have dead bodies around.
Okay.
Reanimate, you're putting Dar into corpses to power them for a short time.
Also, Reanimate is willpower bonus plus success levels, not success level plus one.
Oh.
Yeah, so you can
for do whatever more. That matters.
You can do more.
Okay. Can someone I reanimate or raise, they can talk? Or are they just mindless zombies? Okay.
Like, if you reanimated Bruno, he'd be a Bruno zombie that's missing most of his body.
And his coat.
and his blunderbuss.
But
and
no, I was actually thinking about the old man.
He's also missing most of his
body. To be able to get more information or something. Well, not like a speak dead spell.
We might see what else is in this cavern of horrors next time in 205.
Woo-woo. What horrors? I don't see any horrors.
Not anymore.
205, this guy's not alive.
At least, you know, not until sunrise.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show, check out all the other great shows here at the Professional Casual Network. Like what, Danny?
I'll tell you. On Mondays, we've got the Lost Omens podcast, our Pathfinder 2e actual play, hosted by me, playing through the Extinction Curse AP. Also, streaming on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork at 7 p.m. Eastern time, you can check out, oh yeah, The Power Phase, our Marvel Crisis Protocol live battle report show. On Tuesdays, the podcast version of Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog is available. On Wednesdays, alternating releases on the Patreon, we have Settling the Southlands, our homebrew Wolfthorpe actual play, and The Slithering, a Pathfinder 2nd edition actual play. And on Thursdays, live at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork, we've got Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog.
You can also check out back episodes of Elite Eight Showdown and the first 39 episodes of the Lost Omens podcast, the first 24 episodes of Settling the Southlands, and the first handful of episodes of The Slithering on the YouTube at youtube.com/theprofessionalcasual.